Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 3.6. Relational Pronouns. In all of the examples so far, we've been using the little word di, meaning my. This word is not a noun or a verb, but a new kind of pronoun called a relational pronoun. The table below shows the six basic relational pronouns in Haida. Di. Di, my. Deng, deng, your. Hul, hul, his or her. Eat, eat, our. Deleng, deleng, your folks's. Hul, hul, there. You'll notice how similar the relational pronouns are to the active subject pronouns. The only forms that are different are di and ik. Although hul can be used to mean there, we'll just use it to practice meaning his or her for the time being, and come back to its other uses in later units. The relational pronoun always goes in front of the kin term that it belongs with, and the two of them together create a noun phrase. Here are some examples of noun phrases that are made up with relational pronouns and kin terms. Di nan. Di nan. My grandmother. Deng ja. Deng ja. Your wife. Hulda. Hulda. Her brother. Eat get ilangas. Eat get ilangas. Our son. Delung jas. Delung jas. Your folks' sister. These noun phrases can then be put into simple sentences, like the following. Adas dinans heudangan. Adas dinans heudangan. My grandmother gathered seaweed yesterday. Asanga dungja ta hayasang. Asanga dungja ta hayasang. Sometime today, your wife will do some weaving. Hulda hachundalgung. Hulda hachundalgung. Her brother is sledding. Kalgwa it get ilingas kohajangan. Kalgwa it get ilingas kohajangan. Last night, our son was smoking. Het undelung jas gya lanugan. Het undelung jas gya lanugan. Your folks' sister just swore.